I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about some of these TV numbers, Danny? I'm going to run through these for you. Total audience in week one for the NFL, Thursday through Monday. Standalone Thursday night football game, Chiefs-Ravens. Friday night international game, Eagles-Packers. And then the games all day Sunday. Into Monday night football. 123 million people. The highest week one total audience since 2019. Now, I'd imagine that's buoyed a little bit by having an extra standalone game on Friday.
Yep.
But still.
It's still, they're doing fine.
You got to go back 5 years to find the last time they had that many people and that many eyeballs on them in the first week of the season. You go to the next line here. 21 million people, TV and digital. That's average viewers per NFL game. 21 million at a time, on average, watching NFL games. Up 12% from last year. The most watched week one on record. 21 million per game. This is what printing money sounds like, by the way. Network performances, NBC's kickoff game, and week one Sunday night football game. So that would have been the Ravens-Chiefs with the Sunday night game between the Lions and the Rams. 25 million people, up 3% from last year. The highest two-game kickoff weekend average since 2015, 9 years ago. Sunday afternoon, this is just your, you know, 1 o'clock, 4
o'clock. Just your regular old ones.
CBS and Fox windows. Highest week one Sunday afternoon viewership since 2016, 8 years ago. Up 21% from last year. How about an average of 18.4 million people tuning in to Sunday afternoon football contests?
They can do whatever they want.
And here's the last one I'll give you. Monday Night Football on ABC, ESPN+, ESPN2. Now, this is with many people in America, millions, I'd imagine, boxed out by the dispute between Disney and DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about this?
I do, yeah.
I'm a DirecTV consumer. Now, I'm also, luckily, a YouTube TV consumer. I have both right now. The double dip for September, mm-hmm. while I'm waiting for the Nats season to end, and then the second it does, Qigong, DirecTV's out until next April at the earliest, if it's back. I hope all offseason that the Nats find a way that I don't need it again.
Wouldn't that be nice if they did that?
That would be great.
One time.
Monday Night Football, ABC, ESPN+, ESPN2. Second most watched Monday Night Football week one game since 2000. What is that?
God.
Is that an Aaron Rodgers effect? I don't understand that. You got to go back to 24 years ago. There's only been one game more people tuned in for on Monday Night Football. 20.4 million. An astounding week one performance in the National Football League.
So those numbers just kind of, you know, it starts to become rainfall at certain points where they just sound astronomical and you don't even know if it's good, bad, indifferent. Just trust us that it's good. But here's what's amazing to me. At a time where fewer and fewer and fewer people are watching anything else on television, those numbers going up is that much more remarkable. In other words, on an average night, now there's no such thing for us in football-watching households, but for the rest of America, for the people that aren't necessarily tuning in, aren't part of the rhythms of it, and on your average Wednesday, fewer people than ever per capita are going, I'm going to watch the programming offered by ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, whatever. I've got other options. It used to be cable was the other option, then AMC, the HBOs of the world would sort of enter their hats into the ring with the prestige television shows.
There's a movie on TBS tonight.
Yeah, so they're all kind of, you know, trying to crawl or claw their piece of the pie away. Enter the streaming apps, which changed everything. Oh, have you watched the new Yellowstone? Well, have you watched the offshoot show by the guy Taylor Sheridan who does this? Well, are you watching The Bear on Hulu? Are you watching the 97 trillion things that come out on Netflix every hour? What about the new Prime Prestige show? There's a billion and one options. Fewer people than ever are just going, what's on channel 4? What's on channel 7? Like, nobody does that anymore, pretty much. And for the NFL to go, that's nice. into the headwind that everyone else is getting blown back 1,000 yards, they're planting their flag further than it's ever been. It's unreal.
They are a juggernaut who can't be stopped. And we keep thinking, you and I, but also just the collective royal we, everybody, whether it's head trauma or it's some type of, you know, the controversies with players off the field occasionally or owners, that there's just going to be a moment where there's a bit of a reckoning and maybe the roll is slowed. And it just doesn't seem like it. No. It seems like it's a ball rolling downhill. And this ball just picks up more and more and more snow. And eventually it's an avalanche now.
And it's not just a hill in your neighborhood either. That's Mount Everest. It's rolling down.
I don't know how it would slow down. There is still this belief. I saw, who was it? It was Mark Cuban 10 years ago in 2014. Said the NFL's too greedy. They're trying to do too many things internationally or games on different days of the week. More of a good thing is always going to water it down. And his point was they're too greedy. It's going to be...
Yeah, the pig that gets too fat gets slaughtered.
Totally. And 10 years from now, it's going to be in trouble. That was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I saw that quote come back today. Now, someone might be saying the same thing today, and we'll have to fast forward to 2034 and look back. But it's all worked. I mean, everything they're doing seems to be getting them going even more and more in the right direction, mm-hmm. financially, at least. I don't know if the sport is better, if the games are better, if... The quality of play is better, but the business is certainly booming. There's no doubt about that.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.